Soita, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We learned at the beginning of Perek Beis that the Mincha Soita, as described in the Pesukim and Parshas Nasoi, were brought in a Kfifa Mitzvahs, but the Kiddush of any Mincha has to be Davka B'Klisharis. So the Mishnah says over there, it came to the Beis HaMikdash in a Kfifa Mitzvahs, but it was put into the Klisharis. So here is, the Mishnah continues in that Nekuda, it was taken out of the Kfifa Mitzvahs, out of the Herkli that it was brought in. So it was put into a Klisharis. It does not have to be done. This Mice is not part of the Seder Avoid. It doesn't have to be done by a Kohen. But it has to be put into the Klisharis in order to be Niskadish, because the Haskola of Avoidas Korb Mincha, which is the Kmitza, we'll learn a Mitzvah Hashem and say the Kachim, that the basic format of Avoidas HaKorbonis, in every carbon, the Avoida which creates the Ritzui of the carbon, that the Iker Kium of the Yotzi, the Chavos of the carbon, is I did say the Avoida with the Behema, is Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. With the carbon Mincha, obviously there's no Shechita. So there's Kmitza, there's Halacha, there's Kabbalah in the Klisharis, there's Halacha, and then there's Haktara. That's the parallel. That four is parallel to the Seder HaAvodas Adam in a regular carbon. So over here, before the Haskolah of the Kmitza, it has to be put in a Klishar. So Behema is Niskadish, we pointed out at the beginning of Perek Beis, as soon as the person who the Behema belongs to says, I raise a carbon. Mashenke by a carbon mincha, the Kiddush Bepeh does not create the Kiddush HaSaguf of a carbon mincha. That's the halacha. And Mela has to be put into Klisharis in order to be in the Skadish before the Kmitza. So over here, the Noisna Altar Klisharis is before the Kmitza, the Noisna Al Yodo. But here, before the Avodah was done, when the Mincha is already in the Klisharis, there is a Chelik of the Avodah that's done by a Kohen. Normally, the owner of the Korban Mincha puts the Mincha into the Klisharis, that's not to be done by a Kohen. And then the Kohen's role in the Mincha starts by the beginning of the Seder, which is the Kmitza. Over here, there's a Maisa Tnufa. The Torah says, Vehenif. Vehenif is HaMincha Lefnei Hashem, which is something that's done by various Karbonis. Lefnei Hashem means in the Azara. It's done L'mizrochoi Shel HaMizbeach. Vehenif Lefnei Hashem. And here it has to be done by a Kohen. The Mishnah says that V'Kohen Minich Yodim Mitachteo Minifa. The Kohen puts his hand underneath her. The Tnufa has to be done by the Bailam with the Kohen. This is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Rav, the Rishonim. What does that mean? The Kohen put his hand on the hand of the woman. Pasha Soita doesn't sound right. So the Rav says there was only the Zman Kotzer, Simel Benat Choshish. Maybe they would bring a Kohen Zokin, as they bring the Tais Yom Tov brings. They'll bring a Kohen Zokin that nobody's going to be Choshish, is coming near the woman. Others tiny that, of course, he doesn't put his hand on the woman's hand. Taisus, the Rosh, say that what he did was he put it on the Kli next to the hand of the woman, and then they were Mainiv together. Finishvi, what we just said is that the Chelik of putting the Mincha into the Klisharis where it's Niskadish doesn't have to be done by a Kohen. Lemaisa, the Mefarshim do point out, Taisus don't bring such a tzad, that it should be done by the Kohen, Lechetchila, because the Mashmos HaPsukim is that. Pasuk says in Pasuk Chofei, V'lokach ha-koyim yado yisho eis minchas ha-knois, V'heinif es ha-mincha lefnei Hashem, V'hikiv eis ala mezbech. So the Mashmos is, the Kohen takes it from the Isha, and he does the Tnufa. It's Mashma that he should be taking and putting it in the, and creating the Kiddush. So that would be the Pashto Mashmos Pasuk. Mishnah Beis, Heinif V'higish. So he does the Tnufa. Tnufa is waving it in all directions, like we said, Lefnei Hashem. In the Azor L'Mizrachi Shel Mizbech, V'Higish, he brings it, V'Hikri V'Yisal HaMizbech, the Pasuk says. That's the Hagosha of coming to the... Hagosha is a mitzvah L'Chatchila, Yidei the Kohen. The Hagosha, where does he go? He goes L'Keren Droimis Marov Shel HaMizbech. The Rav speaks out the Cheshbon. That after B'Mizrachi Shel Mizbech, which is the Lefnei Hashem, the Keren Droimis Marovis, that is the Mokim for the Avodah. All that is preliminary to the Etzem Avodah. The first step in the Avodah is Komatz. V'hikter, we stuck in the komatz, he puts in the klisharist, halacha. It's like the Kabbalah and the halacha by dam. And then v'hikter, which is the equivalent of the zrika. That's what makes the ritzu of the carbon. The kmitza, what kmitza is taking three fingers and bending the three fingers against the kafayat, against the palm. And then he puts his fingers that way inside the soilus, which is the carbon mincha. And whatever fits in the hand, that amount comes out with that maisa. That's like the maisa shchita, that's the maisa kmitza. That part becomes like the dam, which is hukra al gabe hamizbeach. What's known in Meseches Menachos as min avodas hakoshes shebemikdash. One of the hardest avodas that need the most skill is the avodas hakmitza. Now, mincha is kotcha kadoshim. Befrat over here, that's a mincha, and it's also a garment katos. So here, the halach is v'asha nechel ha-koyanim, it can only be eaten by koyanim, it can't be eaten by Yisrael. Hoya mashke v'achakach makriv es minchoso. There would be mashke the soita. And then after that, they would be makriv the mincha. Reb Shimon Omer, makriv es minchoso v'achakach hoya mashke. They did faket. First they did the seder akrova, and then they were mashke the seder. Shenema, va'acha yashke so isha samayim. It sounds that way in the posuk. So the Gemara has an arichus. The Rab brings it down b'ktzara. That actually the Torah says v'hishke three times. Calls it the tlosa kroy ksivi. The first hashka in the Torah tells you the Rab brings down that's taka the time. The hashka goes before. The second one is to teach you. But there's a case where she shouldn't be drinking, but they do give it a drink. What's that? The Rab brings down, the Gemara says, then a case where they already were meichik the Megillah, so it was already meichik Hashem, and then she decides she's not drinking, then ma'ara, they give her the drink bal kocha. Normally, if a woman doesn't want to drink, so she's asur l'vayla. But over here, since they were already meichik shmoyiz barach, they have to give it a drink. Can't have meichik Hashem without a purpose. And that's how he learns the pasuk va'acha hishka. That's how he learns the other hashko, and the va'acha hishka just means that it has to be after the mechika, that the mechika has to be done properly. And Reb Shimon, the Rab brings down, also has to dash in all three psukim. One is that it's not ma'akin b'di'evit if it goes that way. So that's the machlokes tanoim over here, what the seder of the hakrova and the hashoka is.